What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. It's been a while. I haven't done a midnight rant in fucking forever. But considering the situation and considering the bullshit that I've had to deal with, I figured I'd do one. So, what has been going on? Well, I got let go, so that fucking sucked. I went on a huge fucking drunken rant about that. And after that, after I got let go from my job, I just spiraled into a fucking huge amount of depression. And when I finally pulled myself out of it, I was able to get a new job that I didn't realize was going to be a career changer. So, instead of reading meters, I'd be installing them. Go figure. Any case, this all starts from that point, right? So, basically, I almost lost my apartment. Verizon has a subsidiary contracting company that basically replaces and fixes broken phones. And my phone broke. And I had to, you know, since it's under, or since it's insured, I was able to get a brand new phone mailed out to me. Now here's the problem. Because Verizon does business with a third party, I had to now deal with them. And holy fuck, was it a nightmare. They sent out my phone and they said, "All right, we provided you a mailing slip and a package to deliver the phone. All you gotta do is put the broken phone in the packaging, or in the box provided. And put the package slip on top of the package and mail it back to us." Sounds simple enough, right? This was during the time I was looking for work. And I was thinking to myself, okay, sounds easy enough. Here's the problem. They didn't include a fucking packaging slip. And throughout this time, oh no, hold on. This happened actually before. I was my phone broke before. Excuse me. So in any case, they didn't provide a packaging slip. And then I told them, like, as they're activating my phone, which took about 6 hours to activate, I don't know why, they said, "Well, since your phone doesn't include a packaging slip, which is very rare and odd, we're going to send you out a packaging slip." So I checked my mail for about 2-3 weeks, didn't see anything, and then all of a sudden, I get a fucking charge on my credit card for $300. And it's from the fucking cocksuckers that told me they'd send me a packaging slip. And then I checked the mail, and sure enough, they're like, "Hey, we're sending you this notice letting you know that we're going to be charging your credit card $300 because you haven't sent us back the phone." So naturally, I call them, and I'm like, "Yo, what the fuck? Give me my fucking money back. You guys haven't sent me my packaging slip." And they're like, "Oh, well, we didn't realize, blah, blah, blah," right? So they're like, "Oh, well, when we get the phone, we're going to send you the packaging slip." And I'm like, "No, dude, that's my fucking rent money, you dumb dick. Like, I can't fucking pay $700. They're not going to accept that. You guys need to give me my fucking money. Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to pay rent." "Okay, well, we're going to email you a packaging slip. And then all you have to do is just print it out." So they email it to me. I lose my job. I go into depression for like a week. Then I start looking for work. I get a job. I try to donate blood during the time so I could get enough money to, you know, get shit going. Then I'm like, oh, that's right. I need to send out that phone. So I go to this mailing office, and this mailing office charges me $4 to get this packaging slip printed out. They're like, yeah, this is a fee that we have to pay because, you know, this is the fee you have to pay because we have to print it out, and it costs $4 because it's a, you know, servicing fee plus the ink plus all this. Apparently, like, this bitch needs $4 for paper and ink and for her to provide an email that I have to type in, right? Doesn't matter. My point is that it was bullshit. $4 is bullshit. So I go out looking for work, found a job installing meters, and then I fucking realize, like, hey, you know, they received the package, I should be getting my money, right? 2 days go by, I call them, like, hey, where's my fucking money? And they're like, oh, well, after, like, you'll be getting your money, like, 7 days after we've received the package, so just hold in there, hang in there. I'm like, dude, I can't fucking hang in there. They're like, just 7 days, sir, we promise. So I go to orientation to my job, and it's like, you know, 3 days go by, and I'm like, okay, it's day seven. And then I found out that this guy at orientation, he was homeless. Well, he was looking for work, right? He was homeless. Felt bad for him. And I was like, dude, I got a spare bedroom I can loan you. You can use this opportunity to use this as a mailing address since you're out of state, and get your life together. And, you know, when you get your first check, I'm not exactly asking for, you know, the whole amount. Do you have a phone bill or something that you need to pay? And he's like, yeah. I was like, all right, well, how much is it? It's $57. All right, cool. How about this? Give me 75% of your paycheck so, it, you know, it'll pay for the fucking bills. And then next month, you know, all you have to pay is like $675 for rent. And that'll include everything. Internet and electricity and, you know, all that bullshit. And he's like, all right, cool, man. And then I could, in the meantime, like, you know, you can have all the food you want that we bring in. I was like, all right, sounds like a fair deal. Oh, no, I asked him for $200, sorry. And then I was like, yeah, you know, just keep the rest. You know, that way you can have something in your pocket. And then that'll help pay for the electricity that we're going to be using. And I'll figure out the rest. Since Verizon owes me, you know, $300, that should kick in suddenly, right? Wrong. So after orientation, I go through training, and then I get off, and I'm like, okay, now I need to call fucking Verizon and get me my fucking money, because it's already after day seven. I call them, and then they give me this fucking bullshit that they're like, oh, sorry, we're not going to give it to you within 7 business days. It's actually within 2 billing cycles. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Well, after you've paid 2 bills, we'll give you your money back. And I fucking lost it, dude. At that point, I was like, no, I'm not fucking waiting for 2 billing cycles, you cocksuckers. You guys owe me $300. That's my fucking money. You took it out of my account quicker than you guys can mail out the fucking letter. You guys are going to put it in quicker than you can fucking mail out a letter. Put it in. The fuck's wrong with you? So, you know, they fucking try to expedite the situation. Failed miserably. For whatever reason, their company can take out the money, but can't put it in. There was like some fucking problem with their fucking programming and all this other bullshit, which was nonsense. It's a bunch of bullshit. So I go to work and I find out that the roommate that I was staying with, or that was staying with me, actually had a really bad felony, which was, he tried to say it was something else, but it was child abuse or child neglect or some shit. Now, I don't really give a fuck about how a man lives his life. At this point, child abuse, child neglect, I don't give a shit. I'm fucking over it. I'm over listening to people's problems. I'm over trying to get angry anymore. I'm trying to focus on myself. I need my fucking bills paid, like, whatever. Everybody fucks up. This guy looks like he's trying to get his life together. Whatever. Well, he confronts me and he's like, "Hey, man, I didn't get the job." Well, I found out at work, but he's like, "Hey, man, I didn't get the job. You know, my background, this and that, yada yada. You know, if you give me a week, I'll get my shit together and then I'll be able to leave." I was like, "All right, well, how about this? In the meantime, keep looking for work. All right? Because if you get a job by next week, then, you know, I'll let you stay. You can pay the rent by the first and we should be square, right? But, you know, you got a week." So I go to work and then I come back. And, you know, a week goes by, 4 days go by or some shit. And I'm still chasing down, you know, still chasing down my $300. Somehow I managed to get enough money to fucking pay rent and bills. I don't know how. I sold off my gym equipment, sold off my PlayStation, sold off my music, my comic books, sold off everything. And finally, got the money together. And got the money together and paid off the rent that was over a month late. And then Wednesday comes and I'm like, "Okay, dude, like, I need to get rid of this guy because something fishy's going on. I got paid and I was able to pay off the rent. But this guy, I know for a fact he got paid. I know for a fact, like, money went into his account. And I know for a fact, like, he went out and got fucking food stamps and a bunch of shit. Because all of a sudden groceries just started flooding my refrigerator. And this cocksucker was eating more than he was putting in. He's like, "Go ahead, man, eat all the food." And I'm like, "I'm trying to cut on weight, dude. I'm trying to do shit with my life. I got, you know, I'm 212 pounds. I need to fucking size down a little bit. Can't do a pull-up to save my life. I'm trying to run 2 miles. I'm trying to do a certain amount of push-ups. I'm trying to do a certain amount of sit-ups. A certain amount of squats, and I can't do it because I'm fucking fat. I can't eat. And I'm noticing, like, all my fucking mayonnaise, like the king-size mayonnaise that I got, gone. King-size peanut butter, gone. King-size jelly that I got, gone. My zero-sugar maple syrup, both of them were gone. And I'm like, "All right, dude, this guy's not pitching in shit. He's not paying shit. Like, he needs to go." Sorry guys, there's construction going on across the street. So I go to, you know, I go to my phone and I text them Wednesday, last Wednesday, like, "Hey, I need you to pack up your stuff and move out by Friday. He reads the message and does, and then all of a sudden he does the skulking shit. Where like he turns down the volume as soon as I get home. He has the door fucking closed. He won't approach me. He's not approaching me at all. He's not making himself seen. Thursday happens. He comes home late. Him and his girl, he had a girl. She was hideous. Him and his girl come home late. It's like 11 o'clock at night. And I'm like, why the fuck are they coming home late at night, right? So they're snoring away all fucking day and all morning. They take off in the afternoon and then they come back late at night. I'm like, all right, then they're doing some shit, right? And then, so I'm working, doing my shit. Like, you know, Friday comes. And in the morning, I sent the text message. And I'm noticing that it's conveniently not being read. Like, they're trying to ignore it. So I fucking call him at 10 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, hey, dude. Like, did you get my message about moving out on Friday? And he's like, oh, no, I didn't get that. All of a sudden, right? Can't get my fucking message. And I was just like, yeah, well, you're gonna need to move out by Friday. Oh, but yeah, but you know, what did he say? He's like, oh man, I thought I had until like Sunday. And I was like, no, dude, I'm giving you till 8 o'clock today to move out. Oh, but I got a job interview like next week. And I was like, well, next week's job interview doesn't pay my bills, right? You're gonna need to move out by 8 o'clock today. And he's like, okay. So I get off the phone. I'm pissed. I get home, cook my meal, and I'm just closely watching these fuckers, right? Because I don't want half my shit gone. They give me the key and they're like, hey man, we got mail coming in. Could you please let us know? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Gives me the key back and they leave. And I start searching my apartment for shit, right? And of course, it's like, dude. Here's the thing that, like, pissed me off while they were living there. Left dishes, like, they would cook a huge fucking breakfast and then leave the fucking mess out. And I was just like, all right, let me clean it and sort of, like, hint the standard that I expect while they're here. Did it again. Used up all my fucking Tupperware for, like, you know, for their meals, and then they never ate them. And here's the thing that pissed me off even more. I had a jumbo size thing of like mayonnaise. For those of you who don't know how I shop in pairs of two. I get two mayonnaise, I get two peanut butter, and they're always king size. Why? Because I don't want to have to shop again. I don't like shopping. I don't like going out and doing shit. So in any case, I do that. Any case, I end up doing that, and yeah, that shit's gone. Like, the one king size peanut butter that I had left was gone. I don't know how. And then the king size, I had a king size mayonnaise. I don't know how, but it was gone, completely empty. And then I look inside the refrigerator. And the stovetop stuffing that they had was just quite caked. And it was like 90% mayonnaise. And I fucking, like, I wanted to throw up because it just smelled like shit. Like, I have a huge bag of, like, mixed veggies that I use. And 90% of it was, well, let's fuck it, dude. Like, most of it was gone. So I was like, all right, dude, like, and they're not replacing shit. They're replacing it with, like, fucking cake, fucking ice creams, and a bunch of bullshit, right? And then, the few spare meats that they do have is shit that I can't eat, which is pork. Not that I don't want to not eat it, I just can't. So fast forward. Oh, shit, I forgot. This is, like, fucking back alley out here. So in any case, I end up I end up fucking, I end up kicking him out. See, the half my shit's missing. And the shit that they leave behind is, like, shit that's rotting and empty. So I'm like, dude, fuck these people. Like, I still had to wash their dishes before they left. So I was like, dude, fuck these people. I'm deleting them off my fucking phone, and I'm not giving them their fucking mail. Fuck them. I gave this guy, like, 30 bucks. Or, sorry, excuse me. I gave him 20. And everybody else helped him, give him, like, 20 here and 10 there and all this money to, like, help him get his OSHA 10, which he needs to basically get his fucking life together. Decided to spend it. And then when I go to the bedroom, there's two receipts. It's two receipts that were on the floor. And I look at them, and it's $40 worth of fucking pizza each. So this guy had 80 bucks, right? That fucking drove me nuts, dude. When I saw that, I fucking lost it. I was pissed. In which case, I was just a fucking struggle. So fast forward. End up going to work. End up doing my fucking apprenticeship right now, which is kind of fun. Not really much else other than just, how do I even begin? Right now it's just bitch work. Go get this, go fetch that. But luckily I have enough experience underneath my belt to do more than just fucking fetch shit. I'm actually able to get a little bit of, like, hands-on experience. Any case. So back to fucking Verizon's bullshit. After I kicked this fucker out, I call Verizon, tell them the situation. They're like, there's nothing we can do. You're going to have to call the company that fixed the phone. I'm like, dude, these guys have been jerking me around. I want my fucking money. There's nothing they can do. So, after a while, fuck, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, so after a while, I get a hold of them. I'm able to, basically get them to pay me back immediately. I had to talk to the fucking CEO, because I was just so livid. Like, you know, they wanted me to, like, basically wait another 10 days. And I'm like, no, dude, this shit's gonna get fixed today. Cause if it doesn't, I'm fucking filing a lawsuit. And I'm not gonna pay the next fucking Verizon bill. Like, I refuse to fucking do business with Verizon ever again. So, any case, they get on it, and what wound up happening was, the CEO ends up fucking contacting me, and she's like, hey, we're sorry that this happened to you. You know, is there anything that I can do to make it up? And I'm like, yeah, give me my fucking money. Like, today, not tomorrow, not in 2 billing cycles, not in 7 business days. You know, not in the other, not in the form of a cashier's check, not in the form of a fucking, you know, gift certificate, not in the form of, like, you know, putting $300 towards my next phone bill. I want my shit now. And she was like, okay, well, how about this? Lunch is on me. How, you know, I'll pay you, I'll give you 25 bucks. And I just lost it, dude. I like, it took, I didn't lose it in terms of, what the fuck are you, I lost it in terms of, like, I had nothing to say after that. Because it was like, you're not listening. Like, you just fucked me, dude. That $300 that was supposed to go to my rent put me back. I had to sell my gym equipment. I had to sell my PlayStation during that time period. I had to, like, scavenge and beg for money from my friends. And my mother, which really depresses me, because that woman can barely take care of herself. So I'm hurting. And I'm explaining this to her, and I'm like, dude, this is it. This is my last stretch. I need that fucking money in my account today, by the end of this conversation. So she's like, okay, we'll refund you your money. And I was like, why did it have to take this much effort? Like, this isn't something that I should be having to deal with. This is something that my grandfather used to deal with. Like, how hard is it to do business with you guys? Like, why? Why did you guys, like, take the money out of my account when you guys didn't even send me the packing slip? And now I have to go through all these bullshit hurdles to get my money back. She's like, well, we realize that. We're just going to send it to your account today. And it's going to take about like 7 to 10 business days. And I was just like speechless. Again, I lost it. I tried so hard not to cuss her out. And I was like, so you mean to tell me that I have to fucking wait a month to get my $300 back? A month for something that you guys fucked up on. She's like, well, we'll give you a $25 gift card. And I was like, I don't want the gift card. I want my fucking money. What good is $25 going to do for me when everything costs, you know, fucking $30 and up now? What can I do with 25 bucks? 25 bucks isn't even going to cover the amount of shit that I just lost. So in any case, dude, I was just like fucking broken. By the way, when I sold my weights, I walked into my bedroom and I saw that like there was a huge hole in my living room that was missing from where like my bench and my bench was, basically, you know, for pull-ups and push-ups and all that, for like squats and chest and all that shit. All my plates were missing. My plate carrier was missing. My scale was missing. My dumbbells. I fucking broke down, dude. Because that was like the one thing that kept me going, kept me motivated. Every day I'd come home and I'd see that and I'm like, dude, today we're going to get shredded. Today we're going to get jacked. No matter how hard the day was, like, I could always go back to that. And that was gone. So in any case, fast forward. Yeah, after I sold and lost all my shit, I had to deal with this, you know, bullshit trying to get my money back. And then, so this morning, right, I get the bad news, and then I was like, look, dude, I'm not dealing with this bullshit. Like, I need the money in my account. I tell the chick, and basically she's like, okay, well, if you get me in touch with your bank, representative from your bank, we'll be able to, refund it even faster. I was like, okay, cool. So I go out and I apply for food stamps and medical, which is really embarrassing. For the reason being that, I've had to do it once before when I was homeless, but I never thought I'd have to do it again. And with the company that I work for, apparently, like, you don't qualify for medical for like a whole fucking year. And it's against the law in the state of Nevada to be without medical. So I had to basically, you know, tell that to the social worker, and she's like, well, I mean, you can't be without medical, and it's impossible that there's a company out there that won't let you have, you know, any type of insurance. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? Of course it's possible. The fuck do you mean? So she's like, you know, arguing with me, and I'm like, look, ma'am, I don't even want to be here, right? I got a job. I don't even want to fucking be here. And I want to fucking I want to be able to sustain myself, and I can't. And she's like, okay, well, how about this? What'd she say? She's like, how about this? We can, what we can do is ask you to sign this letter and have your boss sign this letter. And, oh yeah. And then she was asking for like, what was it? An offer letter. And I laughed and I was like, ma'am, like we live in 2023. Companies don't give out offer letters. Even if you ask for it, they're gonna laugh at you because that shit is so outdated. Nobody fucking does offer letters. She's like, well, then you're gonna have to have him sign this document, you know, proving that he's giving you what he's giving you. And I was like, all right, fuck it. So I fill it out, right? Fill it out myself. Because my boss is gonna be like, why the fuck do you, you know, are you fucking signing up for this when you're gonna qualify for, I don't know what it is about these people out here. Like, this company refuses to admit that, like, they're like, no, you get medical. Yeah, but you don't qualify for a year. Yeah, but you get it. That kind of bullshit. You know, where it's like ring around the rosy. So fast forward. I get back on the phone. I call my bank. And I tell them the situation. And the girl over the phone is like, oh my God, I use Verizon. What? I don't want to be with Verizon anymore. And I started laughing. I'm like, look, hold on. Just relax. This is just me that we're dealing with. Maybe they gave you a better situation, but this is the situation. Like they fucked me over. So basically, basically what ends up happening, I get the woman on the phone, and then I get, you know, Verizon subsidiary over the phone. And I'm having them talk it and negotiate it out. And basically the bank is like, yeah, we're looking at a pending, but we're unable to process it because your company, like, you know, your company just isn't recognized as being like a corporation or whatever. So basically what the bank was trying to say is like, we don't trust your company that it, you know, that this check isn't going to bounce. So we have to fucking process it for like days. And I just like sat there just in fucking, just enraged, just pissed. And the girl over the phone was like exactly, you know, exactly what I thought she would. Okay, well, it seems like everything's resolved. Hey, hey Crimson, are you good? Are you good? Like, are you satisfied with everything? And I was like, no. No, I'm not. And she's just like, okay, well, take care now. She put the fucking music, right? That bullshit fucking music over the phone. And I just like, excuse me, can I have you call me back where this stupid music isn't, right? So, in any case, the girl from the bank calls me back. And she says, you know, we really apologize. We can't, you know, get this process to speed up, but because we have to deal with their bank, and their bank isn't releasing the money because they've never done business with us directly. You know, we're a credit union, you know, a state credit union bank. You know, we're reputable, but their bank is much smaller. So we don't know if, you know, we process the check and all of a sudden there's nothing in there. So we have to go through all this bureaucracy to do this. And I was like, yeah, exactly. Like, I told this lady, like, dude, my bank is willing and waiting for the money immediately, today, right now. And what you guys are trying to do is trying to pretend and trying to tell me that it's not, you know, it's bullshit. It's like, no, it's your bank's fault. So she's like reassuring me, no, sir. You know, this is strictly with their bank. They won't process it. Like, you know, their company is sending us a $300 refund request, but because we've never done business with a small bank like theirs, you know, from the other side of America, you know, we have to make sure that, you know, that there's enough money in the account, basically. So basically the girl from, you know, the third party from Verizon fucking lied. She was like, oh yeah, no, this is your bank's fault. And it wasn't. Again, this is dumb shit that, like, my grandfather used to have to fucking deal with, and now all of a sudden I have to fucking deal with it. It's fucking ridiculous, dude. And so the roommate situation I thought was gonna work out, and it didn't. It fucking killed me, because I ended up having to fucking, like, dude, my internet and sky, or excuse me, my electricity went way the fuck up, because these guys apparently had the air conditioning on 24/7, and then they had their fucking TV on 24/7 even when they left, and it was just a fucking nightmare. So I had to deal with a lot. I was livid. I lost my fucking mind. But luckily your boy was able to pay off, like, unfortunately I'm a month late on rent, and I'm probably going to be another month late, and if I don't get, you know, approved for medical, then I'm fucked. I'm trying to find a roommate to help catch up with all this bullshit that I fell behind. And I'm just, like, fucking depressed again, and at least I'm working, and I'm working out, so that kind of, like, keeps me above water. But it's just, I'm sick and tired of this shit, dude. You know, I'm a messy person, but I'm not a bad person to deal with. And every time I owe somebody money, I pay it back. And if I'm falling behind late on rent, I'll tell you. And if you ask me, I'll be honest. I mean, these are simple qualities and simple traits that I guess I take for granted. Not everybody's like that. I don't know, dude. I'm just fucking pissed. I gotta wait another fucking 2-3 days to get my money. And in the meantime, the bills are piling up. I don't know if, you know, this phone's going to be on. I don't know if how long the electricity is going to be on until they shut it off. My internet. I still owe my buddy $250 because he's holding on to my PlayStation as hostage. And I lost my gym set, so I can't work out the way that I want to. So I got to fucking do push-ups and pull-ups. All this other shit. I'm not eating properly. I'm eating, like, dude, doing this work is really fucking hard. It's tough. So eating once a day fucking sucks. You know, I gotta wait to get home so that I can cook. You know, I'm fucking dead tired. Fucking feet are falling apart. Like, my body's falling apart. It just pisses me off, dude. So, I'm stuck. I don't know, man. I don't know, dude. I'll figure it out. I always do. In any case, I got plans with my life. And I gotta figure it out within the next 6 or 7 months. You know, I'm trying to do a mile .7 in under 12 minutes. Trying to do 50 push-ups and 50 or at least 10 to 12 pull-ups, 50 crunches and all that bullshit. Trying to meet some goals in life, you know, before I drop fucking dead. Hopefully I can achieve this in 6 months. I mean, the clock, unfortunately, I let the last 2 months that I did have, you know, time to, like, catch up, just kind of walk by me. I should have really taken advantage of that time. But this job's stable, and it seems like I'm able to progress beyond fucking, you know, making $20 an hour. And it seems like I'll be able to make more than just 3 to 4 hours a day. And I'll have a stable check, which is important. Because, you know, if you're making $20 an hour and your checks aren't stable every week, that doesn't mean anything. But if you're making dog shit money and your checks are stable, at least you can plan ahead. you know? So there's that. In any case, guard your heart.